So the one on my ResearchGate, the one you talked about, was actually presented by a colleague in Europe. We actually met last year at American Geophysical Society meeting in San Francisco. So I was presenting one of my studies in the East African Rift System at that meeting, and I used augmented reality, and I will explain how I did that or what I did with it. And while I was in front of my poster talking to someone, I just saw this guy come by my poster and was just looking at it. He was so interested, and I was like, "Hey, hello." And he was like, "Is this your poster?" I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Oh, so you also use augmented reality?" I was like, "Yeah, did you?" He was like, "Yeah," that he thought he was the only one at the meeting who had that wonderful idea. I was like, "Oh yeah, you are the smartest guy around." He was like, "Oh wow, that someone actually came to his poster to tell him that, hey, there's this other guy who also used augmented reality. You guys should talk." So he came around, and that was how we met. Great guy. He's also into structural geology, and he showed me his work. He showed me how he used augmented reality. I showed him how I used mine, and he was like, "Hey, we can make a poster for European Geophysical Union meeting early this year." So that was how we collaborated on that. But he was the one that even did most of the work for that poster at EGU. So the one I did for EGU. Typically when scientists do research and we're trying to communicate our research through scientific publications, we tend to have a lot of figures, a lot of images, maps, stuff like that, to try to tell our story. But when you're making a poster, you don't want to put everything on it. Lot of people try to fit everything into it, and it just clusters their poster hop, and it just makes it really difficult for people to capture your story. They just get bored because there's just so much content. But with augmented reality, I tried to put the most important figures, on my poster, but then I had a trigger. They call it a trigger, like a tiny image that connects your a picture on your poster or whatever to the digital version of that material. So I had so on one of my figures, I had that a tiny image at the corner, which is the trigger. So basically, I uploaded other figures, even 3D images and all that, onto a database online that is properly hyperlinked together. So if you're looking at my poster, so while I was presenting my poster to people, and I wanted to make reference to some of the figures that I could not put on the poster, or maybe they asked a question, and to answer that question, I needed to show them that figure or that data. All I just need to do is bring out my tablet and point my tablet, open the mobile app I used, and point it at that figure, and then it triggers and just brings out the images, it just takes them to a web page. Then you can easily browse the other figures and see how they're linked together. So that was actually really effective in communicating my science to people without having to put everything. Just how you have supplementary figures for publication, so it was really good. And that was what the other guy also did, for his own poster. But he even made better use of it. He did more 3D stuff, which was really cool.